This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 728, Steal the Speaking Show with today's IELTS vocabulary.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, you'll learn some head-turning idioms to use on your next IELTS speaking exam, helping you on your way to that 7 or higher. Hey, Lindsay, what's going on?
Hey, Jessica, things are good around here, getting ready for our big trip to Japan. So yeah, can't wait.
I'm so excited. Yes. Do you have any plans this weekend before taking off?
Wow, just getting ready. I have a lot of things to get together. No, but yeah. I'm going to see some friends on Friday night and take a walk on Saturday morning with a friend. But mostly it's nice. Like packing, getting ready. And when I have a big thing coming up, I don't like to plan a lot right before. And no. I like to just focus on what I need. So I go to the airport calm, you know.
Especially not a big thing like this. I mean, Oh my gosh, guys. Mm-hmm. The program that we get to run in Japan is going to be incredible. We'll report on it on the show, but I'm sure we'll talk more about it on the All Ears English side. So guys, if you're not listening to the All Ears English side of us, then you should be, because amazing vocab and ideas for speaking and writing. And of course, just more listening practice.
Absolutely. And there's something exciting happening only for students in 3 Keys IELTS this weekend. Yes. Isn't that right? What is going on?
So guys, June 8th, that's this weekend, I am doing a special Facebook Live only for 3 Keys IELTS students. So you guys know that our Facebook group is a very active community and the only people in there are 3 Keys IELTS students. So I'm doing a special class just for students in the course about writing flexibility. Because I know that this is one of the biggest things holding you guys back. And if we could do anything to help you get that 7 or higher in writing, we will do it. So that's why I'm doing this special class.
Oh, so guys, make sure you tune in right inside the private Facebook group on Saturday. I mean, most of the lessons in the course are independently done. Now, you do it at your own pace from home. But once in a while, we see the need to be live with you guys, right? To be right there helping you. And this is a good way to do it. So I'm interested to see how this goes for our listeners, how it helps them. Yeah,
I'm should stoked. Be good. I'm stoked. And guys, there's still a couple days to get in the course and join the Facebook group if you want to come to the class. So again, write that down. June 8th, 10 a.m. Portland, Oregon time.
Awesome. Well, what are we getting into today? Are we talking about fun little expressions for the speaking test?
We are talking about some adorable phrases today, you guys. Yeah. Just this first one just makes me giggle just every time. So one, speaking of our Facebook group, one of our students in there asked if he could use this phrase in speaking part one and part two to tickle somebody's fancy. I love it. Now, complete honesty, I don't say this because it almost sounds, and this is extreme, but it's too silly for even me, but that's just my character. I don't know, because I would just laugh every time I said it. But for you guys, this would be great to use on speaking.
It's also something I don't use. It's not necessarily something I think about right away, but it's expressive and it paints a picture, which is what we're trying to do to impress the examiner. Isn't that right?
Exactly. So this phrase describes something that does not interest you. If you say nothing interested me, nothing caught my attention, then that's what this means. So for example, the example this student gave is perfect. So he's like, I was looking at the menu, but nothing really tickled my fancy. So we didn't order anything.
Yeah. I mean, what place in the speaking test would we see ourselves using this?
Definitely speaking part one and part two. I think this is, now usually I'm pretty flexible with the idioms I encourage you to use in speaking part three because it is speaking and it's not going to be 100% formal in part three. You do have to use a lot of high level words there and formal words. Yes. But this idiom is an exception. I don't think it's appropriate for speaking part three or your writing. So It is perfect, though, for part one and part two.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. Well, what are some other... So then what kind of question do you think could elicit this then, more specifically, Jessica?
Yeah, any topics that ask you about free time or shopping or gifts and presents. So many topics this would be great for. Like the gifts and presents one, right? There's a question on the exam like... Is it difficult for you to choose gifts for people? And you could be like, honestly, it is.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what would tickle their fancy. So I have a really hard time, you know, settling down on one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Or we're telling a tiny little anecdote. It could fit in very well, right?
Yeah.
Specifically about a time when you tried to go shopping, but nothing quite tickled your fancy. We can put them in a context. Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, exactly. So what are some other phrases we could talk about if things catch our interest or not? Hello, fabulous IELTS Energy listeners and future test takers. If you are ready to commit yourself to getting that target score and being done with IELTS forever, become a Three Keys student. Go to allearsenglish.com/basic or allearsenglish.com/coach. Use those links and get your special podcast listener bonus.
Yeah, well, I love this one. This phrase, steal the show, makes me think of puppies.
What?
Puppies. Yeah, puppies, because anytime there's a puppy in a group, the puppy steals the show, which I love that because I'm the one putting all my attention on the puppy. People love dogs, cute animals. That is always going to steal the show. So if we're telling an anecdote, maybe, you know, you were at a party and someone showed up with their puppy, their little Labrador puppy, and the puppy completely stole the show.
That is exactly right. Every time I'd go to the dog park with Ozzy, if a puppy shows up, it's all over. It's all about that puppy from then on. I would associate this a lot with any culture that you're taking in, whether it be a TV show or a movie or a play. If there's one actor or one person that is just steals the show, that is like better than all the rest. Like as soon as this person or character comes on the screen, you can't pay attention to anyone else but him or her.
Right.
So like, you'd be like, you know what? So we saw such and such a movie this weekend and, you know, it was okay. Everybody was pretty good. But to be honest with you, Samuel L. Jackson stole the show.
Yeah. Often movies will have one core actor who's just so good.
Yeah.
You know, it makes me think of the movie Lincoln, Daniel Day-Lewis. Did you ever see that movie Lincoln that came
out?
You never saw that? Oh, interesting. No. Yeah, it came out in like 2013, 2014. Daniel Day-Lewis. I mean, obviously, like being the character of Abraham Lincoln, I mean, that's going to steal the show right there. But just the way, the dignity, the way he held himself, how tall he was just overwhelming and stole the show.
Well, I've heard that about him and in a lot of roles because he's what they call a method actor where he stays in character the entire time. Even if they're not shooting, like he's Lincoln. I heard someone on a podcast talk about working with him and saying it's kind of hard because it's like you can't talk to Daniel Day-Lewis. You could only talk to Lincoln like forever.
Oh, and so does that mean that he does that on purpose to be a better actor? Okay,
yeah,
so
that's how his he like way. Prepares. Okay. Yeah.
Interesting. Wow, that is so cool. That is so that's an incredible dedication to the role. Yeah.
It's amazing. So a sort of a more sort of averagey phrase, but something you could still say on the exam for sure, because it's an idiom to say that something caught your eye. So instead of saying you noticed it or it caught your attention, say it caught my eye.
Yeah, a good example of this is probably when you guys found IELTS Energy or All Ears English with our bright yellow colors and the pictures of us on the cover probably caught your eye. So that's a really good example. Bright colors, people's faces, things like that are what catches our eye.
True. That's very true. Now, do you think we can only use this for things that we see? Like, does it really have to catch what we're seeing?
No,
or
no.
Could it be an idiom like if you hear a noise or something? What do you think?
That's a good question, actually. Would I say that for a noise? I don't know if I would say that. No, I don't know if I would say that for a noise. I think. Yeah, go ahead.
No, this really is only for, I guess it's more literal as an idiom, right? Yeah. Like it's not so metaphorical. It really is like things that you have to see.
Yeah, because I was thinking, could it work for ideas, like topics that that you want to look into? Like you heard about something happening in the news, but you wouldn't say it caught your eye. You would say
unless
something
you
else.
Like read it with your eyes. Right?
Yeah. You have to actually have your eyes on it for it to catch your eye. Yeah, interesting.
Oh, important distinction, guys. This is the context you need to learn vocab. Is there anything else we could say, Lindsay, if something catches our attention?
Well, something turns your head. I like that. Turn my head. Sometimes we have the word a head turner. Right?
Exactly. That's what I just thought of. Yeah. Like when you're describing something that is like a person or a place or a thing that is completely stunningly gorgeous, then you would say, oh, wow. Like I think it's usually for people, right? And then you're like, she's a real head turner. Because then you could like imagine this woman walking down the street and everybody just drops what they're doing so they could turn their head and like watch her walk down the street.
Exactly. That's exactly how I imagine that phrase. Yep. Love it.
Okay, guys. So definitely write down a couple of today's phrases and practice saying them out loud. You can use them in a review of the podcast. Yeah. Tell us what you think has stolen the show. If there's any like awesome vocab that stole the show recently in an episode, or just tell us how you would use today's words.
I love it. I love it. That's a really good place to catch our eye, right? Because we do read the reviews and we'll announce your name on the show if we see your review, guys. So go over there and let us know what you think about IELTS Energy Podcast. Awesome.
Perfect. And guys, remember, there's still time to become a 3Key student. So you can have that Facebook Live class with me on Saturday. So go to allearsenglish.com/basic. And that's the whole course, membership in the Facebook group. But if you need to go deeper and further and have classes with one of our experts or myself, go to allearsenglish.com/coach.
Awesome. All right, Jessica, I'll see you very soon. Have a good one.
Sounds good. You too.
Okay, bye. Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.